Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, in this hour, we will have a not yet.
He could do it.
I guess you could. We will give away a pair of Dallas Cowboys Ravens tickets. Now, you guys want to do some overreaction or reality?
I don't think we have a choice.
Do you think that Boats would freak out if in the middle of the interview?
Yes.
I yelled out.
I would probably also freak out.
He's tired. It's been a long year. He might just hang up the phone. Yeah. And be like, this interview's over.
We'll just tell him, go get Rangers.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to cut number 9, if we can. I know y'all have been resistant to this thus far, but this quarterback is starting to get a real second act.
Darnold, pump fake, throws, end zone, touchdown, Jalen Naylor.
Sam Darnold, are we seeing the beginning of a real NFL career for Sam Darnold?
I think he'll let you down in a big moment, but I will tell you this. He got drafted by one of the worst franchises in the NFL, right? Like in the New York Jets.
Yeah.
That's a miserable franchise. And so I don't know that he had the best instruction while he was there. I thought out of college, when we watched him, I was like, all right, he'll turn the ball over at bad times. He wasn't a great, I didn't think he was great. I thought he had a big arm while he was at USC. Then he goes from the Jets to the Carolina Panthers, who are also a miserable franchise. Then he gets the great fortune of being able to work with Shanahan and work with the San Francisco offense last season. That was very beneficial to him. And now he goes to Kevin O'Connell, who I think is a fantastic coach, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. So this is the best situation that he's had his entire career. And he has one of the best receivers in the NFL to throw to. This is very beneficial to him.
Should I take it you are not a believer?
I just can't believe. But I was trying to think in my head, who did nothing or disappointed tremendously in their first 6 years in the NFL, and then in their seventh year, if I have years right for him, drafted in 18, then kind of became a good, solid quarterback?
It wasn't this long, but I was thinking about Drew Brees. It took him a while to get back.
I mean, yeah, I guess he wasn't a high pick, but Kurt Warner was a nobody.
Geno? I mean, I'm not saying Geno's great or anything, but he had a great year.
Geno's a good example of could, I think, to Kevin, if you believe in Sam Darnold, could Sam Darnold become Geno Smith?
I think that is a reasonable bar.
I'm looking at a list right now, and Alex Smith took a while before he was fully realized. And he never really even was fully realized, right? Even with Andy Reid, it was
but if you have Sam Darnold having that career, I think people be like, that's a heck of a career from what I saw the first 4 to 6 years of his career.
Yeah, so I think there's some names, but no, Romo?
Because he was undrafted. I mean, once he started playing, you were like, oh my gosh, he's better than Drew Bledsoe. You know, like, so that would be tough.
It was year 5? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, there's some names on here, but not really any great ones. I guess Rich Gannon would be in there, like before he got to go
Mark
to a Super
Brunell.
Bowl.
Yeah,
Doug Flutie.
Okay. Overreaction or reality? Now this
Steve DeBerg.
This one has just popped to mind because I saw another statistic about this. They might still be uber popular, but the Cowboys are losing some of their popularity. And the reason why I want to bring this up is top 10 sold jerseys in the NFL via the NFLPA. Didn't it feel like no matter what, it was a no-brainer lock that you'd have like two or Cowboys, three. Maybe three. Exactly. Here is the list for this year. CJ Stroud is number one. How about that? Followed by Patrick Mahomes, Aiden Hutchinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Joe Burrow at five, then Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs, Micah Parsons is nine, followed by Brock Purdy, and Harrison Butker is number 11, if you wanted to know that. But yeah, like, we talked about the...
Whoa. Number 10 is a kicker?
Number 11, 11 is a kicker. You know why, though, right?
MAGA.
Because he's Chiefs?
No, because people thought he was treated unfairly with the comments that he made.
I didn't even know they made... Hey, we have Brandon Aubrey. I don't think I can buy a Brandon Aubrey jersey.
You should be able to.
I think you have to custom make it, right?
Perhaps so. But he's number 11 on the list.
Brandon Aubrey jerseys are out there, baby.
Yes.
They are out there.
The only Cowboy in the top 10 is Micah. So no Dak. We talked about declining attendance by a lot at training camp. They're still unbelievably profitable and popular. But overreaction to reality, the Dallas Cowboys are seeing it chipped away a little bit.
I think Stroud, Kevin, I'm going to just go on the Stroud thing. His is up because, A, that nobody wanted to buy any Texans jerseys for a long time, so they're all buying the Stroud jersey. Everybody already has a Dak jersey. They already have. Unless they throw out a new, a new type of jersey, everybody already has that wants one probably already has one. But I think you got a really interesting point there. I do wonder if Jerry looks at that and goes, hold on. Something's wrong here, guys. But I mean, you've already signed him, so.
What are you going to do?
I struggle with it. I've quit the Cowboys. I'm like 0.01% of the Cowboy population that grew up a Cowboys fan and just decided I'm quitting them. I won't say forever, but probably forever. I just don't think that. I think out of everybody listening right now, I think they're all, in a way, a Cowboy fan. Maybe a mad Cowboy fan.
Sure.
Maybe always an optimistic Cowboy fan. Whatever it is, but they're a Cowboy fan no matter what the Jones family does, no matter how the team performs. They will be a Cowboys fan no matter what. So I hear what you're saying, and you're backing it up by jersey sales, and maybe there's a few other, the Oxnard attendance. Yeah. But I just, I don't know. Yeah, I just think... I think Jerry's built something that he knows I never have to win, and I'm going to leave this however many years from now when he passes away. He's going to leave this with his three kids.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing that I've left something that in a way can't be destroyed because winning and losing doesn't matter.
NFL overreaction or reality. The Ravens could start the season 0-5. Now, I know that would necessitate them losing to the Cowboys first, and it's not just about that, because after that, they host the Bills and are on the road against the Bengals. Like, that is a brutal stretch to start, especially for a team that just lost to Vegas.
Yeah, that's a bad loss, too, man. That
it is a bad loss.
Unless, you're a huge Minshew supporter now.
That's right.
So maybe it isn't,
maybe
a,
it
bad
isn't
loss.
A bad loss.
Maybe it's a good thing.
It's possible, but even the bad teams, whether it's the Patriots,
I
know the Panthers were saying maybe 0-17, but these even bad teams, and I don't think Baltimore is a bad team, they figure out of a 5-game stretch, they win a game.
Yeah.
So I would say I don't think it's likely. The schedule is very tough for them, but I think that they will probably win a game, if not two or three of these games.
NFL overreaction or reality. Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes is the best QB rivalry in the sport. They have played 5 times. All 5 games have been decided by 3 points or less. That's the only time that's happened in NFL history, and that streak obviously continued on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Overreaction or reality, Burrow, Mahomes, best QB rivalry.
I think everybody still gets up and excited for that one right now.
I agree.
But man, the Bengals have to be better. for that to continue to be relevant. I would probably still, I don't know if it's a feels lopsided. I would put the Josh Allen Mahomes rivalry to a contest on that.
Josh Allen's probably like, yeah, it's lopsided because the stupid defense couldn't hold for 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Was it their first time or something? Overreaction or reality, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, best QB rivalry in the sport?
I think so. I mean, Josh Allen, and it's Patrick Mahomes and somebody, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would say...
Or is it Dak versus Daniel Jones?
What? You know?
That, has he ever lost to Daniel
Jones?
Exactly.
That's why I like that rivalry.
Okay.
Well, if I gave you these three quarterbacks versus Patrick Mahomes, I guess rank the rivalry. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
I think Lamar Jackson is last. I would argue Joe Burrow because he's had the most success against Patrick Mahomes. So yeah. I would go Burrow, Allen, Jackson.
Okay.
The next one, though, is going to... I mean, this CJ Stroud's on the way, right?
I could see that. I'm really intrigued to see how that goes.
He's going to meet up with him a few times in the playoffs, so...
Because we all thought it was going to be Mahomes and Herbert, right? Because they're in the same division and, like, both have... gigantic arms.
Remember, there's never been a better division of quarterbacks in the history of football than Mahomes, Herbert, Russell Wilson, and Derek Carr.
Yeah, it was a
just
great
2 years ago. Yeah. That was the debate: is these four quarterbacks in one division, is this the greatest quarterback situation in the history of football?
NFL overreaction or reality? And before you say no, let me present you with some evidence.
Okay,
Kirk Cousins is over his primetime woes. All right. Going into Monday night, he was 12-20 in primetime games, including 4-10 on Monday Night Football. However, he had also at one point lost 9 straight Monday Night Football games, and now he's won 3 of 4 primetime games. Overreaction or reality, Kirk Cousins has figured it out with his primetime woes.
I'm not ready to say that he has.
Wouldn't you rather face him at nighttime than daytime?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say that it's not over. He's going to have to. I know this is a different sport. The way David Price pitched in 2018, where we're like, dude, you put David Price in a playoff game and you're going to win.
Yeah.
No matter how great of a season he had, he's going to pitch really bad in the playoffs. Nobody can understand it, but he's going to be hit and hit hard. And then in 2018 with Boston, he pitched great in the World Series. And you're just like, well, it's over. You can't say that anymore. You can say he struggled before then, but then he was great in the playoffs in 2018. So I feel like for Kirk Cousins, he would have to go on a run here where he would go 13-4 this year. And in these big time kind of matchup games that you know that it's the main game of the NFL, he wins 3 out of 4 of them.
Kevin, this is kind of wild, too, because he has blue eyes. And I heard that with blue eyes during daytime, you're supposed to be worse.
Only at home plate.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That makes more sense. My apologies.
I think the sun comes off of the home plate or something like that. Confused on that one still.
Now, Mike, I'm going to start with you here.
Yo.
This is tough, but I think it's a fair question.
It's about Trevor Lawrence. He's
overreaction or reality? Trevor Lawrence is not a franchise quarterback.
I mean, I don't think he can lead a franchise to anything special.
Okay.
But is he still in the NFL? I don't know where he is on the rankings. Probably 20th is what I'm guessing when you had the QB rankings. I don't have it in front of me. But so is he better than 10 other starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now? Yeah, he's better than Daniel Jones, Bo Nix, Credo McGee somewhere. But
and who is Mike projecting that to be in his mind? Text in.
It's scary if you are Jacksonville right now and you made the commitment this summer to go, oh crap, like he might be just an average quarterback.
Yeah.
Or he might have the fate of like Derek Carr. I know he wasn't number one overall pick, his brother was. Where he goes into the Derek Carr category, you're like, maybe in the right situation and the right thing, he can be good, but I still wouldn't believe he'd be great. Like, I hate it because I thought watching him at Clemson, I thought he was a Peyton Manning type of quarterback.
A lot of people, a lot of people were there with you. Corey?
I mean, he is a franchise quarterback by all definitions.
He gets a lot of
money.
Is
he a successful franchise quarterback? The answer is no, not yet.
Do you think he will be?
I think the franchise is not successful.
Okay.
And therefore, I think the successful franchise quarterback will continue to be not successful because of the franchise.
That makes sense to me, actually.